Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. We give Jesus the glory for this brand new day. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. It says, "Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it." My dear brothers and sisters, the moment a baby is conceived in your womb, it is imperative as Christian couples to speak the word into your womb and to the child that is being formed in your womb, exposing him to worship, to praise, to songs, because it helps. And when your child begins to toddle and talk, plant God's word deep in their heart. That does not guarantee that they may not go astray. Sometimes, no matter how well you raise them up, they can go sometimes astray. But the word of God is very different. It says that God will see them through. When the word of God is planted in their heart, they will always come back. Right? Many of us got it wrong before we finally got it right. Just make sure that they know where the right path is. Right? Now, I was reading a story about Salman, and in a documentary the documented story talked about Salman returning back to its place of spawning. And it's amazing. Now picture that, a Salman being spawned in the river Severn. Then as it matures, it swims downstream and begins its long migration to the North Atlantic. The salmon swims for thousands of miles. Then, as if by command, it begins the long journey back to its place of spawning, and not only locates the spot where it entered the ocean, but the estuary, the river, and the exact inlet from which it had been released. One salmon worked its way up through a drain and pushed through a hefty screened lid atop a 3-foot vertical pipe and ended up in the same tank where it was hatched. The unique markings on its fin confirmed this. So, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. That scripture means give your children the word of God, the taste of God, and the taste of the things of God. And when they are young, you know, and when they grow older, the world won't satisfy their taste and they will return to their spiritual roots. Faithfully do your part and trust God to do His. Your part now is to instruct, love, and pray for them. God's part is to draw them back, and He will, for He loves them even more than you do. Amen. So keep praying, keep trusting, keep believing God that your children will serve the Lord God Almighty along with you and honor the house of God and honor the name of Jehovah in their lives throughout their lifetime. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. Today, when we see that everything that works against marriages and against families, Lord, to disintegrate homes and families that is so, Lord, beautiful in the eyes of God and in the eyes of us, I pray, Father God, that you will protect our marriages. I pray, Lord, that you will protect our families. Lord, I pray that every family will be functional, that every home and every marriage will be lubricated with the oil of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will bless us with much wisdom and understanding and knowledge to build a house that you desire us to build for you, a home where you will live, where the name of God will be glorified, where there is love and where there is care. O Lord God Almighty, where, Father, there is genuine concern for each member of the family. I pray, fill our hearts with agape love, fill our bowels with compassion, fill our mind with the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one, Lord, and flourish and prosper them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.